you're here. Fellowship, sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Hi, listening friend. I'm so glad you've joined me on this, the Friday edition of Mark and Friends. It's the 20th of April, 2012, and you're in for a real treat as I have the privilege of introducing you in just a moment to Dr. Ollie Watts Davis. We're going to fit in a number of selections from the Black Chorus, talk about a special event that's going on tomorrow at the Fullinger Great Hall at Krannert, and I also want to mention this Tuesday is the last Great News Radio meet and greet at the Olive Garden Restaurant in Champaign, so please plan on joining us. It's going to be a fun-filled evening of entertainment and worship and food and fellowship. Dr. Ollie Watts Davis earns superlatives wherever she sings. Since her New York debut at Carnegie Hall in 1990, Miss Davis has appeared in many of the nation's great halls with leading orchestras, including the San Francisco, Minnesota, Houston, Milwaukee, Pittsburgh, and Dallas Symphony Orchestras. Internationally, she has appeared with orchestras in Venezuela, Mexico, and Spain. A warm and endearing actress, Miss Davis has performed in a variety of venues. She has been heard on National Public Radio and has released two CD recordings, one as a solo artist in a recording of Negro spirituals, and one recording as conductor of the University of Illinois Black Chorus. Dr. Davis has written two books for mentoring young girls as part of the Talks Mentoring Leadership curriculum. In 2008, Ollie Watts Davis was named a University Scholar, one of the highest recognitions bestowed upon a member of the faculty at the University of Illinois. She recently received the 2012 Illinois Student Senate Teaching Excellence Award. Other awards include the U of I College of Fine and Applied Arts Outstanding Faculty Award, a recognition award from the U of I Alumni Association, and a campus award for excellence in undergraduate teaching at the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign. She was named the Alum of the Year by the College of Arts and Sciences at West Virginia Institute of Technology and was awarded the Bronze Medallion of Honor by the U of I Women's Association, where she was recognized as a woman who, through example and service, has used her talents to enrich the lives of others. A native of West Virginia, Dr. Ollie Watts Davis received the Bachelor of Science degree in Music Education for West Virginia Institute of Technology, the Master's of Arts degree in Secondary Education for West Virginia University, and the Master of Music and Doctor of Musical Arts degree from the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign. For over 30 years, Dr. Davis has been a faithful member of Canaan Missionary Baptist Church of Urbana, Illinois, where the Reverend B.J. Tatum is the senior pastor. Quick little shout-out, yay, Reverend Tatum, great godly pastor and faithful follower of Jesus. At Canaan, she has served in music, youth, women, counseling, and evangelism, and discipleship ministries. Dr. Davis is currently a professor of music on the Voice faculty, where she has served as chair of the Voice division from 2006 to 2009. Conductor of the award-winning Black Chorus, and director of the Biennial Black Sacred Music Symposium at the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign. She is married to the Reverend Dr. Harold Davis, and they have five adult children. Now, Dr. Davis, in light of all those wonderful warm fuzzies and all the accomplishments and all that you've been involved in and the various ways you've served the community and held high and proclaimed the Lord Jesus and given God all the glory, I have to say probably all the credit goes to Buddy Davis, right?
He would agree with that statement. Yes. Anytime I sing or speak, he always says he's taught me everything.
Everything you know.
Everything
and,
I know.
And behind a great singer is a wonderful husband, right?
Well, he walks right beside me.
Yes, yes. Well, and also a credit and a shout out to Kirsty, Ashley, and Charity and your son Jonathan, mm-hmm. because not only are you a renowned, well-recognized singer, conductor, director, you lead worship in so many different venues, but you've been a mother and you continue to be a mother of these four lovely, talented children that are very gifted in their own right.
In addition to that, I have two wonderful grandboys.
So you've been busy for these many years, and now you're celebrating 30 years, I think, at the University of Illinois?
I'm celebrating 30 years as the conductor and music director of Black Chorus. So, yes, I have a very full life.
Wow. Well, I know, getting to know you and Buddy Davis over these many years, that you've taken almost every opportunity you can where you can present the gospel or share God-honoring music, and you're doing it again this Saturday, and I'm so encouraged by what I know our listeners are in for. It's going to be a real treat, because when you present at the University of Illinois over and over and over again, the comments are, "I felt like I went to church. How is she able to get away with such God-honoring music there on the stage at the University of Illinois? It's just so wonderful." And people are always blessed when they come to a Black Chorus concert that you direct and oversee.
Well, we're so very honored to have an audience. We don't take it for granted. We don't take it lightly. And I try to instill in the students what I believe very firmly is that life has to be integrated. It's not separated. So my work at the university is part of our total spiritual offering. And so I'm really grateful for the opportunity and the support that I receive from my family and friends. And it is wonderful when you work and you do what you love and you share yourself, your total life, that which is important to you comes out.
Now, I've already mentioned there's going to be a time of worship and celebration and God-honoring music, but as people enter into the Folinger Great Hall at Krannert, what can they expect out of the evening?
Well, the concert will be in several different sections. So the evening will start with our formal music, and we'll be singing a cappella arrangements of African-American spirituals. And then we'll progress to sing the Negro National Hymn, Lift Every Voice and Sing, which will be accompanied by piano. We will then celebrate some of our popular music artists, most recently Whitney Houston, because we do have a tribute section, because the Black Chorus does music from different traditions. And then the intermission, and then we'll have on the second half our gospel selections, and we'll do contemporary and traditional. And we'll be singing some pieces that were written specifically for Black Chorus. We're singing on the concert, Still Standing, and we're singing God Himself.
Well, let's hear from one of the selections you'll be singing this Saturday, entitled Still Standing.
By His power, I'm able to stand.
Understanding was written by my friend, K. Edward Copeland. He's an alum of the university and the University of Illinois Black Chorus. We were having a conversation. He's also a minister. We were having a conversation. He just casually asked me, how was I doing? And I told him, I said, you know, I've been knocked down a few times, but I'm still standing.
Mm.
And so he looked in the scripture and found the psalm that says, some trust in chariots and some trust, you know the verse. He says, but we trust in God, and others have fallen, but we're still standing. Mm. And so that's really the anchor. That's the inspiration for that piece. And it just talks about the grace of God has kept us, and we're still standing.
Mm. What I love about the chorus, Dr. Davis, is there's so many wonderful songs on your various CDs that you've produced. Another way of introducing our listeners to what's going to happen this Saturday is sharing some more music. So here is a song called God Himself. And what was the catalyst behind this arrangement and putting this on one of your CDs?
Well, again, my same friend, my brother, K. Edward Copeland, had a very good friend, a pastor, sort of a mentor to him, Pastor Hezekiah Brady from the Kankakee area. And the Lord called him home. He transitioned. Reverend Copeland was coming to participate on my symposium, my sacred music symposium, and he always presents a new piece for me. And so in his meditation, he was thinking from Revelation, where God himself shall wipe away our tears. When we see his face, we will have been kept by his grace.
Hmm.
And again, the scripture provided the inspiration and the personal experience. My good friend, Dr. Phoebe Lanier, starts this piece out for us. She is the opening soloist.
Dr. Phoebe Lanier, some of you may remember, she was interviewed a few weeks ago and recently came out with her own gospel CD, and she's going to be at next week's meet and greet. This is just a wonderful song. Here is God Himself.
God Himself shall wipe away your tears, banish all of fears when we see His face. And God Himself shall dry.
In case you just tuned in, I have Dr. Ollie Watts Davis here. She's a director, conductor, worship leader. She's very involved in the community, a mother of four, a grandmother of two. With all the energy that you pour forth, no one would imagine that you could even be a grandmother or old enough to have those four children, even though I know they're grown and some are married now and very gifted and talented. But Dr. Davis, it's great to have you on. And our listeners, if they missed a portion of today's broadcast or couldn't listen to the whole entire interview, it's archived at greatnewsradio.org, greatnewsradio.org, under our archive programs link, and you'll see a photograph not only on the Great News Radio Facebook page, but at our website, greatnewsradio.org, and we strongly recommend and encourage you to purchase tickets this Saturday, April 21st at 7:30 at the Folinger Great Hall at Krannert. Dr. Davis and the U of I Black Chorus will be putting on a great concert, so we hope you can make it. One thing, if you're around Dr. Davis, you always hear about good news, the good news message of Jesus. And isn't that great news that we all can share in light of celebrating recently Easter? Here is Ain't That Good News by the Black Chorus under the direction of Dr. Ollie Watts Davis.
I got news, oh Lord, I got good news.
Dr. Davis, in light of your 30 years of serving here at the University of Illinois, whenever we're on the front lines pressing kingdom influence, power, and authority into our careers, into our vocation, into our hobbies, into our relationships, there's always challenges. It's like when you push kingdom influence forward, there's always a pushback, things that can derail, frustrate, thwart. You've had your shares of great highs and challenges, and how do you stay faithful? How do you stay connected with God during those low points?
Well, it's very important, Mark, that we live according to our call and according to our purpose, and that we are grounded. All of our activity is grounded and sanctioned through the Word of God. And the Word of God is my stability. And so I believe that God has written this letter to us, these messages to us, so that whatever we're confronted with in our journey while we're here, it's answered in the Bible. And so, you know, I have my quiet time, my time of prayer. I have my time of Bible study and Bible reading. I have fellowship with other believers. I'm really graced with people in my life who pray for me and who believe in the ministry that I have at the university and actually throughout the world. And so I have those who hold me up in prayer.
Well, prayer is one thing that our radio listening family is very effective and good at. We have so many senior saints, so maybe in our closing minute or two, how can we specifically pray for you? Now, you alluded to a few things. You know, you're on the front lines. You're working there at the University of Illinois. You're desiring to bring God all the glory. But being a mom and a grandma now with those two grandbabies, you know, there's demands on your life. So how can we maybe specifically pray for you in the days ahead?
Well, I thank you so much for offering prayer, and you can specifically pray for me that I would just maintain good health, that I would maintain clear thoughts, and that I would just go forth in the power of the Holy Spirit I believe that if you pray that, the Lord will give us good success.
Dr. Davis, once again, thank you so much for the service to the King and the kingdom at large, the body of Christ, where you constantly in your work, in your efforts, in your marriage, you point to Him, you honor the Lord Jesus. And I just hope so many of our listeners will come out this Saturday, tomorrow, to the Folinger Great Hall at Cranert. They'll purchase tickets. They'll invite their friends and family members. They'll come support the choir and support you and get those tickets. If they want to call directly Cranert, they can dial 217-333-6280. That's 217-333-6280. Keep up the great work, Dr. Davis, and we'll continue to pray for you in the days ahead.
Thank you so very much, Mark.
What a sweetie. A gifted daughter of the King, faithfully serving the Lord Jesus Christ in her vocation, in her relationships, in her passion and desire to give God all the glory. Tomorrow's the event at the Folinger Great Hall in Cranert. It begins at 7:30. Order your tickets by calling 217-333-6280, 217-333-6280. Well, I hope to see some of you tomorrow. And don't forget, our last meet and greet is this coming Tuesday, 4:30 to 6:30 at the Olive Garden Restaurant in Champaign. It's going to be a great one. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you and have a great day, night, and weekend.